Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, a man and a woman, yes, they have names, but more important is their story. It will help to reinforce the images of the reality of North Korea. So you and I will pray. The stories are borrowed from www.refugeesinternational.com. The man was in the North Korean Army and was discharged in 1997. When he went home, he found there were no jobs. He moved to Musan, heard of the flow of refugees into China, and joined it. In 3 months, he was caught and sent back. 10 days in a Chongjin prison. Escape, back to China. 'Tis a familiar tale, though not as often considered to be a part of the protected military's existence. 1998, Chinese crackdown on North Korean refugees forces him to move to isolation in the mountains. The woman, also North Korean, comes to China in 2001 with an uncle who promises to find her a husband. The man and the woman are introduced one day, married the next. She joins him in his mountain hideaways. August 2002. Husband is in a nearby village obtaining food when he's arrested by Chinese police and once more sent back to North Korea without his wife. The wife is afraid and asks permission to live in the house of the manager of the shelter where they've been staying. Permission granted, but someone reports her. She's arrested and likewise deported. It is October. In prison, she gives birth. Her hometown people hear of her ordeal and bribe officers to release her. Positive note, there are so many prisoners this second time around for the man that he reports things have lightened up. There simply aren't enough enforcers to make life miserable for everyone. The light version is a cell 5 square meters that contains 40 people. They kneel and cannot move. They must sleep in that position. His wife even gave birth in that position. We can't imagine what the more difficult version was like. The man wants to go to South Korea, he tells the interviewer, but he knows it will be very hard. He says that people who try to go to South Korea are sent somewhere else and they are killed. He says that the first question they ask you when you're deported to North Korea is, have you been to church? Those that say yes will be killed right away or sent to a prison camp for life. What's his plan now? He says, surviving day by day. I am speechless. I can't even comment on this horror today. All we can do is keep listening to what the Spirit is saying to the church. God has a plan, too. He will be glorified. Somehow. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.